We bend topics like gymnastics, the bob of the boxer and the photographer for National Geographic. Shoot off at the mouth sometimes we don't think. Cosby's free. Ladies, watch your drinks.
Oh, shit.
The drinks are not safe again.
Nope. Donnie's shaking his head. I thought he was going to shake his head from last week when we brought up the topic all the way till we recorded today.
Yeah, I haven't put out even last week.
You guys haven't seen me. I've been at home shaking my head.
I told you it was innocent. I said it. I said this from the beginning.
I had your fucking wife's. I had your grandmother's. I had them all.
I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
I think he's innocent.
Jesse. Jesse.
Definitely not innocent. They just fucked up the whole case, which is fucking horrible.
Exactly. Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't even followed anything at all. I just wanted to say it because I love saying people are innocent when they're not.
Yeah, so basically...
And when it's clear that they're not.
So basically, like a roundabout way is that when they first went in to like talk to him, he made a deal saying that like they wouldn't criminally charge him if he like admitted it from the start. So he did admit it the first case. And then they only had one girl that was there that actually on paper was going against him. And they used all these other testimonies from women that weren't like in that realm for this case. They weren't supposed to be used in this case. So pretty much they threw it all out. Poor R. Kelly's fucking pissed inside right now. Pissed.
R. Kelly should have took that plea deal.
Yeah, he's like, he thought he was inside.
He's pissing inside. He's
drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, he might be getting pissed on inside. I don't know.
He thought he was making the remix.
Fuck R. Kelly and fuck Bill Cosby. Fuck the both of them. Oh, man, disappointing. Very disappointing.
He thought he was making the remix. Fucking Cosby, Kelly, not guilty.
The remix edition.
Yeah. Jello out the kitchen. The worst part is that the first dude, did you see the video like Cosby getting out of jail straight dancing?
No, I did not.
Oh yeah, he was
that.
Dancing and he already came out saying like he's got a special all lined up, he's coming back hard. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie, I'm gonna watch it.
Oh hell yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I mean, as much of a sicko as he is, and R. Kelly, I love the guy's music and I love Bill Cosby's comedy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's not a sicko.
Yeah.
Hey,
fucked up, you know. It's fucked up world we live in.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. You got people like him walking, you know what I mean, and people sitting behind bars for over 20 years for marijuana charges.
Some weed, yeah.
Some fucking
weed. He's gotta get off the weed.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you see that they're opening in Providence where they're just gonna let people go shoot dope now?
Yeah, I did see
that. They have
like
a safe shoot up site.
Yeah, and just when you thought Providence couldn't become any more of a shithole.
Yeah, they're like, you want to grow weed? You're going to fucking jail. You want to shoot dope? Here's some Narcan.
Yep.
How does that even work? I don't understand. Like, you go there with your heroin. Shouldn't there just be a cop there waiting? Dumbass.
Right?
You would think. I mean.
I think they, like, try to provide,
every other
like, services.
Fucking city, any area that they have done that in has become more of a dangerous area, so, yeah.
Wherever that is happening, it's going to be, it's like going to be going to, like, a football stadium. Yeah. That's the only nice thing in the whole fucking city.
Providence is going to turn into fucking Skid Row.
That's not true entirely, though. I think in Europe they have these places and the drug use, like, the drug overdose and deaths are lower because of this. Because I guess they're, like, monitored and then they, like, also offer to, like, give help. And use, like, they give them clean needles at these places. I don't know if this is how it's going to be in Providence, but I know in, like, some European countries, they do that. And where is it in the U.S. that they abolished all the, you can do all the drugs?
Oregon.
Have you heard anything out of Oregon? Like, live from Oregon. They're like, the place is burning down.
The only thing I've ever heard about Oregon was the fucking Oregon Trail.
Honestly, you know, there's a lot of cities that they might as well do it because they don't do anything about it. Look at, like I said, Skid Row in California. These people just shooting up dope on the side of the fucking roads people
crazy.
Just drive by. It's, you know what I mean? It's the same shit in my eyes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about it either. I'm going to have to look into it more.
I haven't read into it. I just saw it and was like, I actually commented on it. And they were like, what's your thoughts? I go, my thought is that they should stop fining people for marijuana. That's the only thought I took out of that whole thing.
Yes, absolutely.
I just show up there like, I'm just going to pop in once and just check it out. I'm like, I'm definitely not doing any drugs. Like, I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? Just coming up here to see what's going on. Oh, that
holy
stuff?
Shit, they really do.
I mean, I guess I could just try it once.
Here.
I mean,
Yeah, yeah. Give it. Well, I mean, they'll save you, right?
2 months later.
Yeah, yeah. One hour later, I'm like, I'll suck your dick, man.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
It did. I think there's only one way to escalate that situation.
Yeah, but seriously, look at, like, Providence has been going straight downhill for years. As you know, we've all said it before. We've seen the memes. Yeah, Providence was safe when the mob ran it. You look at it now, you had at one point there was what, 13 people shot in 1 week?
Oh yeah,
in Providence. Crazy. It's fucking absolute chaos.
Turned into Chirac.
Oh fuck.
No, Chicago's pretty bad. I mean, I think Chicago is.
No, I know. I just.
Yeah, no, Chicago, you're getting on average about 50 homicides each weekend alone.
That's insane.
Yeah, on each weekend alone. Yeah. Yeah, probably about over 100 homicides each week in Chicago right now. Chicago is literally the most unsafe area in the country right now. Chicago, Detroit's up there. New York City, their crime has went up significantly. I think it's like up 70% this year. They're one of the cities. They defunded the police by $1 billion. Mm. Every city that has defunded the police, their crime has went through the fucking roof.
Oh, Providence is soon.
Common sense, you know what I mean? You take police out of neighborhoods, less police in the areas, more crime. Common sense.
More dope heads shooting up.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me you can do heroin in Providence, but they still don't sell cones and long joint papers in Rhode Island?
Yes, yes, exactly, dude.
The
exactly.
Fuck is this state coming to?
I got this little hey, raw
doing
cone.
Great, though.
This raw cone pack today. It looks like a straight like chocolate box. It's huge. There's like 40 of them in it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And he just slides open. You know, why doesn't Rhode Island have those? I felt like I was buying a little chocolate bar from fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory today.
No, the only thing we have like that, you gotta go to like, you gotta go to Connecticut for that stuff. It's so stupid. Yeah, it's something with the taxes. That's what, it's all about the tax, I guess, Rhode Island. That's what every smoke shop says anyway.
Mm. Like, they're not making enough money off us.
Yeah, exactly. They better start taxing fucking needles for needles.
They just fucking need to legalize marijuana across the board in every fucking state. It's amazing that they haven't done it yet, but I think it will be happening in the next 10 years that it'll be fully legal in the country. It's fucking ridiculous that it's not at this point.
And I mean, you're having a shitty time in Providence, but also at the same time, Donnie, you had a good story about the police in Rhode Island this week.
Oh, well, I'm not saying there's any, you know, like what's happening in Providence, that ain't because of the fucking police. That's because of just the violence and the hate in the streets. All those fucking deaths are fucking gang violence. You want police out of the streets in Providence? Start acting civilized.
Oh, I wasn't even saying it like that. I was just saying with that negative story, you could give a positive outlook of what happened this week.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I had a great experience this past week with me, my girl, our kids. Ended up going to see the fireworks on the 4th at Oakland Beach. And while we were crossing the street, my daughter tripped and she fell. She landed on her knee. She fucking, actually, it was a pretty good gash. We were like, we asked the police officer and the firefighter if they thought it needed stitches. They looked it over. They said that they didn't think it would. But anyway, what happened was she fell. She landed on her knee. She busted her knee open, ripped her leg in. She was leaking all over the place. There was fucking blood everywhere. She was crying hysterically. I got her on a bench. I'm like panicking because I don't have any fucking Band-Aids on me. I was extremely unprepared. One of my old teachers actually contacted me, Mr. Plaza, my old history teacher. And he's like, what did I tell you in high school? Always keep 2 Band-Aids in your wallet.
Right? Oh, shit.
Yeah, joking around. He was right, though. But, well, anyway, so what happened was I went up to a police officer that I saw.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he had a couple Band-Aids on him. He told me to hold tight, went to his cruiser. He ended up coming back, and he was with a firefighter. There was a couple other guys that came back in the background, a couple more firefighters and police officers, but they didn't really, you know, talk. They were just kind of seeing what was going on with the situation. They were joking around, talking to my daughter, though, the two. It ended up being a police chief and a fire chief, and they ended up giving my daughter some Band-Aids. We cleaned up the cut. They gave us an ice pack, and they had a Bear Forces of America teddy bear. And I didn't really know what Bear Forces of America was, but it's a company in Providence that makes these bears. They're all unique. They're all made with actual military material uniforms, and they get shipped all throughout the world. So the fact that they gave her that teddy bear, they laughed, they joked with her a little bit, and then they went on their way. I was so focused that I didn't have time to really thank the guys when it happened. Like, I did thank them. I said, thank you very much, but I didn't have time to catch their names and really talk to them more than I did before they took off. So I put a post on the Community Awoke page the next morning. It kind of took off. And Mayor Frank Picozzi got the gentlemen's names, and come to find out, it blew my mind that it was the fire chief and police chief. What are the odds of that? You know, the two guys that, you know, out of all the police officers and firefighters that were around that day. So I thought it was a very cool experience, and it was awesome for my daughter. You know, it was one of those situations that it was a bad situation, and it ended up with a great outcome. We literally debated on just taking our shit and leaving as soon as she fell. We were like, all right, we're just going to, you know, we're going to leave. If we can't find Band-Aids or something, we're going to take off. We're going to go home. She was crying hysterically. There was fucking blood all over the place. And it ended up blood all over the place.
Dude, it was like that.
Oh, it was bad, man.
That's crazy.
Like, I couldn't believe she was bleeding that much from, it was like a clean gash right through the center of her knee. And it just, like, she was wearing white leggings. Literally the whole, like, bottom of them all covered in blood and shit. She was freaking the fuck out. Yeah, so it was a pretty good sized gash.
You, like, ripped the sock off and, like, tied a knot around it to stop the bleed.
We were, like, honestly, I thought it was going to need stitches. I really did.
Yeah.
It was that good, but it didn't end up needing stitches, luckily. She's doing much better now. She absolutely loves that teddy bear. So I put a post up in the Community Awoke page to thank him. The post ended up taking off. It was just, I didn't expect it to get the attention that it got. I actually got contacted by the president of Warwick City Council after I put that up. I got contacted by a reporter from Go Local Providence. I read
the article.
Yeah, I read it too.
She contacted my job, and you know, my boss came up. One of the guys that I work with came up to me with a note saying that a reporter called looking for me with the information.
That's crazy.
I was like, this is fucking wild. It's surreal. You know, you don't expect stuff like that to happen. And I was just trying to make sure that the guys got my thank you and got the recognition that they deserved, because they handled the situation great. All they literally needed to do was just hand me a couple Band-Aids, and that was it. But I felt like they went above and beyond, you know, so I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Woke's a great community. They got great police officers and great firefighters. Honestly, I've never had a bad experience with Warwick law enforcement or the firefighters. They've always been great. Every interaction that I've had with them, you know, constantly this day and age, people are constantly focusing on the negatives, especially when it comes to law enforcement. Turn on the news, they're always trying to highlight the negative. You know, they very rarely talk about the positives. This was something small, but literally every day shit like this happens. They do stuff like this every day, you know, constantly though. Focusing on the bullshit, focusing on the negatives. You know, the Derek Chauvins and the pieces of shit like that, they're far and few between in the police force. I really do feel like there are far more good ones than bad ones.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I've always said that. And everybody's like, oh, dude, oh, yeah. Like, you know, everybody has to talk shit about everything. So it's stupidity, but yeah. Absolutely. I've always said that. I'm like, there's way more good ones. It's any we've talked about it. It's like anything.
Yes, like anything in life. There's pieces of shit, hacks, frauds, scumbags in every walk of life, every profession, every job title, every ethnicity, every sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. There's scumbags in all walks of life. And I definitely feel like the vast majority of law enforcement officers are great people who put on the uniforms for the right reason. But, you know, they're catching a lot of backlash in recent years. And you got, like I said, New York City, they defunded their police by $1 billion. Over 20 other major cities have defunded their police as well. That is not going to help things. That is going to make things worse.
Yeah.
Be like Warwick, you know, take good care of the law enforcement, the firefighters, keep your city safe. As you look at cities like New York and Chicago, not really a city I'd want to go walking around alone in at night.
I love New York. I've walked around many a times.
I did when I was younger. Yeah, not Chicago. Years, you know, every area has its good and bad areas.
Absolutely.
Really?
I always said, like, Jesse, I always got mad at friends growing up that were the kids that would argue with the police when you get pulled over. And don't get me wrong, I know, like, some people didn't grow up like I did. The color of skin or where they grew up isn't the same as I grew up. But when I grew up, the kids that I hung out with, some of them were, like, punks and shit when they got pulled over by cops. And I used to always say, like, dude, like, that's why you get your balls busted. Like, every time I was always polite and said, yes, sir, no, sir, they try to help you out. In most situations, and
normally I feel like normally they're fine. I've had like maybe it was the one time I've ever had an issue was with one socket, and it was over a blunt, and that they were just, I don't know, just trying to show me how big their dicks were or whatever. But they felt real stupid when they found absolutely nothing in my car other than the blunt I gave them.
Yeah.
But that's craziness. Just a great story coming out of Warwick. Shout out to the Warwick PD, Warwick Fire Department.
Absolutely.
That's a great story, Donnie.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. And honestly, I was shocked with how much that story took off, the amount of people that contacted
me. Yeah, dude, that was nuts.
I wasn't expecting it. You know, like I posted up and I'm like, you know, this hasn't even been up for an hour and it had like fucking 1,000 likes in the fucking community of woke page and it just kept taking off. I kept
how many does
comments,
it have?
People saying like it brought, I think at this point it's over 3,000 likes on that page, but I put it on my personal page too the next day with a picture of my daughter, and on that one it ended up with over 1,000 and probably close to like 600 shares now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's just wild. You know what I mean? I guess, you know, with the way everything is right now in society, so much focus on the negatives that, you know, people like to see positive, see and hear positive things like that. You know, you just don't hear it enough. I feel like more people should be sharing their positive interactions rather than, you know, constantly looking for a reason, you know, to try to bash and trash people. You know, like I said, law enforcement has had it extremely rough in the past like year and a half. I would fucking hate to be a police officer. You know, it's constant backlash. Every move they make is under a fucking magnifying glass. We live in an era where everybody's got a fucking camera on their phone. You know, it could video record you at any minute. These people are constantly walking on eggshells. It's crazy, you know, and the majority of them are just out there trying to do their job. So, yeah, but I guess we could move on from this.
So, Jesse, that I did end up watching that whole, like, conspiracy theory thing on, not conspiracy theory, but on The Shining.
Yeah, I didn't finish the whole thing.
Oh, I did. I watched the whole thing. It's good, dude. It's fucking good.
I watched the most of it, and I actually really enjoyed it. And I figured you'd be into it. That's actually conspiracy theory. Frank is the one that told me to listen to that.
Oh, is it? For those of you who don't know, conspiracy theory Frank is a kid that always got his haircut before me on Thursday mornings, and always had a fresh conspiracy theory to share with me.
While he always has a fresh one.
I felt like he came out just to get that haircut, then went back inside on a computer for like the rest of his life.
Yeah, dude. He listens sometimes. He's definitely always got good ones. He'll be the first one tomorrow. I can't wait to hear the conspiracy theory. Today sucked, man, at work. First day back from vacation is the worst fucking thing on the face of the earth.
Oh, that's horrible.
Absolutely. Yep.
But I did watch the Wendy theory. If you look it up on YouTube, it's pretty much saying that Wendy was the crazy one, that she was like talking to herself and shit. And I don't know, there's a lot behind it. Like when something, there's like light switches on the wall when everything's like normal, and there's not light switches on the wall when she's not really getting mad at Jack. I don't know. It's weird. It's a cool way to look at the movie, which is cool because it makes it look like they did shit on purpose, which Stanley Kubrick was like a mastermind of like doing that.
Yeah.
And maybe it was like, because a lot of people didn't like The Shining movie. Actually, like Stephen King didn't even like The Shining movie.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe there was a bigger meaning and a lot more shit behind it, but that's like a cool theory because it makes Jack Nicholson look like he's an even better actor by thinking that he was, the way they showed shit. Did you watch just the first part when it showed him like when his wife walked away and it was like he wasn't disheveled, he was like well put together, his hair was like clean, so he wasn't really even going crazy while she was looking at him. She like just imagined the whole thing happened.
Yeah, I know. That's basically what I took from it. I was like, there must just be a whole bunch of examples of that. Does it get into it any more than that? Or is it just like how, like,
yeah, and then it just breaks down that throughout the whole movie. But there's like,
watch it. It was like 40 minutes long. That's why I didn't finish it.
And then there's like different shots, like while the kid's sitting on the carpet, it's like an open triangle in front of him. And then it's the same shot. It's a closed triangle, like multiple times. I don't know. It's fucked up. And that she was the one who like hurt her son in the beginning of the movie when she's talking about it, not Jack. I don't know, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I gotta finish watching it. But yeah, I thought it was dope from what I had seen.
Yeah, it was cool. Know what I found myself watching the other day that I never would have thought I'd ever say that I would ever watch in my whole entire friggin' life, but I did watch the about 45 minutes of the Bow Wow the Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy versus.
Oh, yeah, gosh. I didn't watch any of that. How was
dude,
it?
Bow Wow, oh, dude. Don't sleep on Bow Wow. The thing when I said about...
I'm sleeping dude, on Bow Wow.
Dude, Bow Wow is
let me hold you.
Yeah, but he's like... No, but he's like old school. Like, he performed every single one of his songs where a lot of guy on Versus just like, open up, shut... You know what I mean? They're just... That's what Soulja Boy did. All of his songs sound like... They sound horrible because most of them are horrible except for like maybe two songs that he has. It was like... But Bow Wow was like rocking the... He's like performing every song, which was cool because he probably... I don't know. He was around when we were kids, like Mike. Like, there was a bunch of songs from his, like, movies and shit when I was a kid. Mr. 106 and Pac, dude. Little Bow Wow. Well, Bow Wow has been around since, like, funny. He's probably the same exact age as us, if not, like, maybe a year or two younger.
I know it's really close. I'm pretty sure he's a little older than us, I think. Because I feel like when I was a kid, he was a few years older than me.
Then they brought out Little Romeo.
Yeah, dude, I can't.
Yeah, so Little Bow Wow and Little Romeo never been on the same stage together.
Yeah, you're right. Little Bow Wow's 34.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured he'd be a couple years older than us. How old are you, Chuck?
Shad Moss. I'm 34.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why I felt like he was a little older than me. Because I always thought he was like a big Bow Wow to me.
Shit, Little Romeo's 31.
That's crazy.
I thought he was younger than that.
I like him because he's kind of low-key. He never really popped. He kind of kept it low-key like his dad. Dude, Master P is paid.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Dude, he's still like on top 10 like richest rappers. Like, that's fucking crazy. He hasn't even put out. He's not even on that shit. He's making potato chips and shit.
Yeah, why? He's got the rap snacks?
Oh, I think he's the one who started the rap snacks.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I seen one the other day. I was dying. I wish I remember what it was.
Yeah,
it was
Migos
so
has one. There's
so
mad of them.
Oh, there's tons of them.
So, did you see the trailer that I sent to you from the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Old?
I think that was the only one I didn't watch. Well, yeah, I don't know if I watched it.
Dude.
Oh, is it when they age super fast? Yes. I did watch it. I did watch it.
Yo, that shit looks crazy, dude. I mean, M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, let's go. I think he fell off for a while.
Yeah,
and then
it better be something good.
Yeah, what was the movie he just... There was like three movies he made. Oh, what was the one with James McAvoy with multiple personalities? They Split.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Mr. Glass.
I like
Mr.
The
Glass.
Grandparents. Yeah, I didn't watch that one. I like the one with the grandparents where they weren't the real grandparents.
Yeah, The Visit.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Burner. That shit was like freaky though. That shit.
Dude, when she threw the shit in the girl's face, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was like scary. It looked real because they used like the old, like what old person goes on camera and does shit like that?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they really threw shit in her face.
They're like, all right, fuck it. The money's there.
Yeah. The money's there, yeah, fuck it, right?
I feel like he's got another cool... I know, that movie looks freaky as fuck. All I know is, like, I don't like those, like, time is running out. Remember, like, the movie Thinner back in the other day? Like, do you remember that movie Thinner?
I don't know, which one?
The guy, like, hits an Indian in the road and he puts a spell on him and he just keeps getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
I never saw that one.
Oh, yeah, dude, it came out, like, when we were kids in, like, the 90s. It's like it's a Stephen King book. Stephen King's Thinner.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, it's a freaky movie.
Yeah. Know what I actually started watching? And I was a little skeptical at first, but I'm like fucking balls deep into it now. I'm addicted. Has anybody watched the show Manifest yet?
No. Mm-mm. Is that the one with the plane? Well, I've seen the preview, I think. I just saw the preview.
Holy fucking shit. It's phenomenal. I saw like the trailer for it. I'm like, I don't really want to watch it. And my girlfriend's like, I've heard nothing but good things about it. So finally we decided to throw it on. We couldn't find anything else to watch. Next thing you know, we're on like episode like fucking 4 that night. And we're like fucking every episode's ending with like a cliffhanger. Like fucking half out of it, eyes wide open, trying to, you know, continue. We were like, we got to go to bed. We'll watch more tomorrow. I've been fucking binging it. The show's fucking phenomenal.
Manifest.
It's been like on the top 10.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jess, go ahead.
It's been on the top 10 for Netflix since the day it came out. I think it actually is still number one, or maybe number two now, but it's been up there for over a week, like 2-3 weeks, I feel, since it's come out, it was at least 2 weeks ago.
It's fucking ridiculous. So the premise of the show is there's a plane that so there's a flight, and one of the other flights is, I think it was overbooked, so they need to put people on another flight, and they're going to put them on another flight at a discount. So it's a husband and wife. They have two twin kids. The twin son has leukemia. And because they're kind of strapped on money, the father and the son go on the flight for a little less cash. And that flight ends up disappearing. They assume that the people are dead, whatever.
Trying to save a buck. You see what happens?
Yeah, right? The fucking plane.
Spirit. Flying Spirit.
The plane lands five. Fucking Spirit.
They should have just called this Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's awesome. It ends up landing 5 years later. Nobody on the flight aged one bit. It's all over the fucking news. People are losing their minds and shit. The people on the flight it didn't feel like they were on a long flight or anything. There was some crazy turbulence. But anyway, they come back into they walk back into everybody's lives that they left behind 5 years prior. And they just have not aged one bit. And a lot of the people that they come back to see are gone. People have passed away. And a lot of people are looking at them like, you know, these people fucking aliens. What the fuck's wrong with them? They're getting treated differently. The government is obviously all up in their fucking business. I'm not going to give you too much of the show, but it really is a fucking awesome show.
Yeah, like
show.
This week on fucking Manifest.
Good You're show, like, this though. I recommend checking it out. Watch an episode or two.
I could check it out. Sometimes I'm just like never can buy. You know what I've never been able to buy into is like an NBC or ABC like week to week like show that's on main time, unless it's like a stupid sitcom or something. I don't know why. Like, I never have gotten into like House or like something that was on like a mainstream program at like a main point, like 24 or like fucking, I don't know. There's a bunch of shows that I feel like The Blacklist.
I feel like I get into them for a little bit and then I'm like, I just can't stay up on it. The only thing I can watch like that is MasterChef and fucking Hell's Kitchen. That's about it. But it's not like a show like that.
Dude, can I ask you one question? Are you all caught up?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all caught up?
Oh, yeah.
How do you fuck up Gordon Ramsay's daughter's noodles?
Dude, what a fucking dipshit that kid is. Like, there's one dish you don't fuck up the whole night. Number two, how do you fuck up noodles? You fucking boil them.
And he tasted them, like, right on the line in front of everybody. He, like, had them up in his mouth. I hate that
She overcook them or something?
He overcooked. Well, he didn't season them at all. So, no. Like, that, like, you fucked up the easiest part.
And also, Gordon Ramsay's fault a little bit because he's on the line. He's got the last eye, and he let it go out.
I mean, if you really want to say,
if you're calling
a spade,
if you're calling a spade a spade,
yeah,
he called the kid.
Yeah, he is the last one. You're right,
Jesse. He called the kid a fucking idiot.
I love when he calls people fucking
idiots. Dude, he called
him
a fucking idiot. I was like, wow, I'm surprised they even let him say that anymore. The kid Antonio, I think the bruschetta was still like wet, you know, not the bruschetta, what the fuck do you call that? The cream sauce and pasta with peas and bacon or peas and pancetta.
Carbonara.
Yeah, carbonara. Yeah. The carbonara was all like, you know, it was still like all wet. It wasn't like, it didn't seep up the sauce all the way. He's like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, yeah, what are you, a fucking idiot? You're going to serve me this shit? He goes, you're going to serve this. Don't fucking give it to me unless you would eat it.
Yeah, but he gave it to the, it went all the way to the table. The daughter ate it, and she was like, this has no flavor.
No, that was, you're mixing two different things up. The carbonara wasn't
that was Antonio.
Noodle.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the noodles from the kid who got kicked off.
Yeah, it was like spicy noodles or some shit.
Yeah, it was like pad thai.
It was like an Asian dish. Pad thai. How do you fuck that up? That's like the easiest thing ever.
I like the strategy on the girl from Rhode Island. I like how she stayed with her team.
I can't stand her.
I know, but she's playing it right. She's playing it right, I feel like.
I hope she gets kicked off and she still has her pass. And she
I like her
it.
And I like the other big kid on the blue team. I think it's the blue team. The big kid. He's kind of like a dope looking
Trenton?
Kid. Yeah, Trenton. I like him.
Yeah. I like Trenton and
Sam
I like
needs
Steve
to go.
The best
Sam too. Needs to go. He sucks.
Oh, yeah, he's trash. So Sam's going to go. I'm glad that dumb bitch Morgana went.
I thought she was a good cook, though, at first.
Oh, I hated her and her braces. You're fucking 23 years old. You don't have braces at 23. Grow up. Get a Invisalign like an adult.
She looked like she came from a nice Greek family.
Yeah. I hated her name, Morgana. What are you, a fucking Mortal Kombat character? Like, who the fuck are you trying to be? Like, there's just, you know what? The one thing I don't like about this season, they're all so young. It's just a big crying fest all the time. Get over it.
They're always crying. All of them are always crying. Don't act like it's just in the young season. They're all crying
time. It's super heavy, the crying this year. Like, the girl from Rhode Island, she cries at anything. She could overcook a pea too much and she'd fucking cry.
Hey, Kudish.
It's the worst.
Yeah, she's a big crier. Like, I forget who said it. Some other girl was like, or the dude that got eliminated, he goes, oh, here we go with the fucking tears again. He goes, every fucking time, she's just tears and tears and tears.
Not Morgana. But that show's good. So is the Master Chef, too. I don't know who I really like in that yet, but I like the guys who are on the show.
I'll tell you, I know who I like. I like the older lady. I like Mary Jane.
Yeah, you do.
I hope that Mary Jane gets fired, even though I know she's not going to.
She's good,
though. I like her. I don't know why. She's good at desserts.
I like just listening to that dude talk like the European. He's like, I just try. He's like, I don't know. He's like mad smooth. He sounds like Van Damme.
Oh, the dude that's from, I think he's from like
Cuba.
Brazil,
yeah, Cuba is on. Or yeah, Chile. Cuba. Chile is on.
Yeah, Colombia, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh. Oh, I'm like, oh shit, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think he was an early favorite for me. I don't know. I still like, there's still too many people on it to really pick someone that's a stick out person for me yet. I'll tell you who I really don't like though on it. I can't wait to see her go is the girl that's from Boston. And she got the like heaviest box accent you ever heard in your life. Oh, yeah, she's like, I go to Japan all the time. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's what she cooks is like Japanese food. I kind of like her.
Yeah, I hate her. I would like her if she just kept her fucking mouth shut.
She's a good cook, though.
I don't care. I feel like all that talking, she's going to spit in my food.
That's not nice.
I don't care.
They're not going to spit in your food. It's an old myth.
No, like spit like when she's talking.
Even if there was spit in your food, would you even know it?
No, I mean, I've gotten hair in my food, and I just pick it out and keep eating. I'm not returning it
unless it's like a fucking, I don't even know. A hair's a hair. I had a grasshopper in my food one time.
I eat raw hair every single day of my life when I'm cutting it. You think I'm worried about a cooked hair? At least it's fucking cooked.
Yeah. Did you say, were you about to say grasshopper? Because I had an incident when I worked at Marchetti's where a customer had half a grasshopper in their fucking salad.
No, mine was a straight alive, bro, and it was on, what's the place on the hill, Constantino's? Right in the middle of that.
Oh, no shit. Get the fuck out
dude,
of here.
Dude, I swear to God, it was like in the mix, bro. They like washed it, but I didn't care, dude. I took it up to the waitress like on the side. And I was like, hey, like, I don't care. I just want to let you know there was like a grasshopper or something along the lines of a grasshopper in my fucking salad. But I didn't even say like that. You know, I'm obviously do this for a living. So I was like, don't like worry about it. I just like wanted to let you know. And I didn't want to say it in front of everybody, but it like scared, like took me by surprise. They comped like my whole meal, dude, and shit, like a bottle of wine. But I left her like a huge tip. But that's like, what the fuck? You can miss something like that if you get like fresh greens.
Not if you don't wash them.
No, I'm pretty sure they washed them.
And no, I thought the guy was going to fucking kill me at Marchetti's. It was I was waiting
like
on the
like
thing.
You made the shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, technically, the servers are the ones who do the salads, like the all-you-can-eat salad. We
you
fill
threw
up
the grasshopper in there. Nah.
So what happened was I prepared this fucking salad for them. I go and bring it to the table, right? But the way Marchetti's gets their salad, it's all pre-cut and it's in bags. So you rip open the bags. You fucking pour it in.
There's a lot of controversy about the Marchetti salad. A
lot of controversy.
It's been going on for years. You know it has. I don't want to know. But
I know there's some controversy, and I could shed light on that if you really like. But
save
so
it for
I
another
drop the salad
episode.
At the table, right? I get called over by the husband. He's fucking pissed. And I'm like, the wife's pregnant. She looks like she's about to pop. He goes, look what is in our salad. Right? And I look, and I'm like, what is that? He goes, it's half of a grasshopper. I go, oh my God, I am so sorry. He goes, yeah, you better be sorry. He starts getting all angry and pissed off. He goes, my wife is pregnant and she was about to eat out of that salad bowl. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. The salad is already
pre-mixed. Like a grasshopper's going to kill you.
Right? He went nuts, yo. Caused a scene, got up and left. I'm sitting over there like, is this real fucking life out of... Go figure, it's my fucking table.
You're like, oh, well, I guess I'll finish the salad.
I've been working in the restaurant industry for fucking years at that point, and I've never fucking seen that happen before. You know, I've dealt with my fair share of mice and cockroaches in restaurants and shit like that, but what the fuck? Guy lost his shit. I still continue to eat the fucking salad there when I worked there, you know what I mean, after that. You know, we just got a fucking bad batch that day, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What are you going to do, dude? It's fucking greens. Fucking they come and there's a fucking bug. What are you going to do?
Yeah, imagine there's a green grasshopper in the greens that we didn't see. It was camouflaged.
Yeah, I fucking put it there, guy, you know? Jesus.
I got
no
into
fucking
it.
Way.
I got into it.
Yeah, he was acting like I put it in there or one of the fucking employees did.
I'll show this pregnant lady how, what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I got into it with somebody at my work last week. It was the GM of the restaurant. And I might have got my job. Well, I'm not in jeopardy because they can't get rid of me. It's just too slow. But I haven't flipped out on anybody like that since I was probably 18 years old. Dude, they could look at the cameras. You'll see me like throw a... Huh? Oh, dude, this guy that we work with just does not know what he's doing. And he's running the joint. Unfortunately, I mean, what are you going to do? He took the job. He doesn't know what he's doing. And at some point, if you're faking what you're doing and there's people around you that know what's going on, you're going to get called out for it unless you actually roll up your sleeves and jump in and work with people. And some people just don't know how to fucking do that. So I'm supposed to be in the restaurant business for so and so years. And if you can tell, if you sit down with somebody and you're in the business, you could tell that they're in the business and 5 minutes. And you can also tell within that 5 minutes if they're in the business and they're any good at it. Or they have a fucking clue about what happens inside of a restaurant. And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, this person does not.
There's a lot of people that have been in the business for years that are still fucking clueless and still suck at their jobs.
And make money, dude. Some of them make money and they suck, dude. Some of them got a pretty face and it could be a guy, it could be a girl, it could be anybody.
Took the words out of my mouth, man. We had a fucking waitress at Marchetti's, attractive woman. She was probably in her like 40s at the time. This is going back like 10 years ago. When I mean she fucking sucked, dude. She fucked shit up all the time. She was rude. She had no personality, but she still made a shit ton of money, and she was working there for God only knows how long.
Isn't that sick? She
did well, you know what I mean? For somebody that didn't have too many positive traits about her. You know, sometimes, you know, that's what people are just looking for is a pretty face when they go out to eat, you know?
Yeah.
You know how fucking some men are?
And that's a grasshopper. Yeah. Get me every time.
Yeah. And that's why I get excited when I make good money, because I ain't got a pretty face. If I'm getting extra money, it's because I'm fucking that good. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you got to be, sometimes you just got to be funny.
Absolutely.
You know?
I had people last week that came 4 nights in a row to my restaurant just to sit with me, pretty much. Like, which is so weird, dude, that they would come to the, like, pretty much they went on vacation for 5 days. 4 of those 5 days, they were in my restaurant. It's a city full of, Jesse, you've been there, full of, like, places to go to. And they came to sit at my bar for 4 days. I know if you're ever seeing me for 4 days behind the bar, I was not happy on all 4 of those days.
And you made their whole vacation. They're doing a podcast right now talking about you.
They're still talking about you, Chuck.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's a thing. Remember that guy, Chuck? Oh my God, he was the best. Yeah. You're gonna they're gonna talk about you for years to come. They're gonna hope that when next time they go to Charleston, they're gonna be like, he better still be working there.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. If not, they're gonna find you.
And now on the weekends, it's me and this girl, Donnie. You know her, Melanie.
Melanie Geary.
Yeah, dude. It's me and her on the bar Friday and Saturday nights together. Two Rhode Island people in fucking South Carolina.
It's fucking hysterical,
dude. People
bro.
Are like, what the hell is going on? But
what's
fun.
A Rhode Island?
Yeah, they're like Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah. That's the name of the episode. Long Island with 2 question marks. Can I bring this drink outside? Dude, I've never heard of anything in my whole entire life at my restaurant, dude. That people, like, if you're at a table every single time, they're like, when they're about to get up, they're like, oh, can we have a drink? Like, whatever they're drinking, like an iced tea. They're like, can we have an iced tea to go? Everybody.
Only iced tea?
Yeah, mostly it's the people with iced tea. But some people will be like, oh, can I also have a water to go? Like, dude. The fucking company probably giving out fucking $100 a day in fucking just paper cups. And you can't say no. People come in off the street and just ask for a water.
That's fucking wild.
Do you charge them for it?
No, dude. I can see if you were like dying of thirst or something. You looked all parched up or something. I know it's hot out, but like some people just be coming in there just to get the fucking water.
They're just coming to see you, see?
Yeah.
That place
I
is
came
lucky
in 4 days,
you.
Asked for 4 waters. Right.
Yeah, you just come in every day just say, hey, can I get a, hey, is Chuck working? Can
I'm like,
I get a water,
I'm like,
man?
I'm like, the guy loves me.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I used to think the same. Like, how much money did Marchetti's go through in takeout boxes?
Oh, dude.
I always wondered that when I worked there. Takeout boxes and bags to go.
That's probably why they stopped doing it. The fucking lunch. Takeout at lunch.
Oh, the lunch. They were just getting fucking. There wasn't enough money in the lunches. They're giving these people these fucking lunch specials and $1.99 wines.
I used to love the lunch
martinis
specials.
Martinis and Manhattans and shit. People are getting cocked in there during the day. It was more of a liability than anything.
Yeah. What was it? $5.99 martinis or something. I used to go there.
No. It was $1.99.
$1.99?
During lunchtime,
that's insane.
I think that was
when
right
I
when I was like 21. They were like chocolate martinis.
When I started off,
it
was $1.50. It was $1.50 when I started off, and I heard like a year before I started there, it was at like 99 cents.
That's insane
for any house wine, martini, or Manhattan. They would give you like literally the poorest quality like wines and booze for it.
99 cents, I'll take it.
And I remember when it went up to $1.99. I had
people
like
people flip
like
people
the
tight.
Old the my old regulars, the old couples would come in. They'd be like, you know what? I can't believe they raised the prices again. tell Dave and Don I am not happy about this. This is ridiculous. What's it going to be? $3 next?
Yeah, you know, bro, going on. Imagine $3 for a martini. I'll do that now.
Losing their fucking mind. And I'm like this is why they stopped doing the fucking lunch, man. This is why they stopped doing it. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't even, it was house wines, house martinis, Manhattans. They did like apple teenies. They did all sorts of shit. Watermelon martinis for fucking $1.99. People would go, they get fucking trashed during the day. You know, but overall, the Marchetti's brothers, they're very smart businessmen. They honestly, that was one of my favorite places I've ever worked. It was fucking awesome working there. It was chaotic. A lot of times I left the place feeling like I needed to fucking rip my hair out of my head. You know, but overall, the money was great, and they were both great to me, Dave and Don. You know, a lot of people hear, you know, the negative fucking, you know, some of it's rumors and shit about things that have happened there. You know,
salads. But,
was the salad recycled?
So
it was.
Don't save it. Save it for the next episode. You want to find out about the Marchetti salad? Tune in next week.
I need to know right now. I need to know.
The pasta was never recycled. That was always a bullshit fucking story. So the salad, because it was family style, like buffet style, they would put the mint on your table with the tongs. I heard a few years before I started there that they were, when it left the table, they would reuse it.
I knew it. I always knew
true
it.
True family style, so though. The restaurant's one big family.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Hey, I'm still good. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
Which birthed the slogan for Olive Garden, when you're here, your family.
Oh, man, fuck Olive Garden.
Grasshoppers in the fucking salad having fucking Olive Garden, motherfucker.
Yeah, it must have been someone before that was eating the salad. They must have planted it before. Yeah. They heard the rumors.
Young grasshopper.
Did it happen when I was there?
He's like, I heard they reused the cheesecakes.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, man. Extra cheese on your cheesecake.
Yeah, oh, yeah, if you're not done with all the fillings in your cannolis.
Hey,
that's not even that bad. If the salad's that bad, forget it. Who cares? It's salad.
I wouldn't have minded.
But really, think about it. People go to buffets to eat. So, like, is it a terrible thing to do? I could understand why you shouldn't do it. But people were acting like they were taking like the plates that people were eating their salad out of with their like own fork. And reusing that salad, and it was like they were reusing the bowl that was getting put on the table.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing it either way.
You know there's an uncle at the table who's sticking his fingers in there for an olive. Get the fuck out of
it. I'm going
in the bowl for the olive.
I'm grabbing the cherry tomatoes with my fingers every time.
Oh shit.
Salting it on my finger over the bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
You got fucking children reaching their hands in there and stuff. Yeah, I get you.
What I like to do is bring my own grasshoppers to the restaurant.
Yeah, so dried grasshoppers the best.
Gets them every time.
Oh, that's fucking good
stuff. I usually don't watch it, but I did. There was an episode of that show, The Shop, the LeBron James. LeBron James wasn't on this episode, but it was Tom Brady, Draymond Green, Kid Cudi, and Chelsea Handler.
That's a very strange mix.
Yeah, it was a good episode, man. It was kind of crazy watching, but Draymond Green was just like shooting off at the mouth a little bit, like he always does. And then Tom Brady was saying that 90% of the things he says to the media isn't true. He just has to say what he needs to, which is kind of a given, but it was funny to hear him say it out of his mouth. And he's like, oh, I wish I could be like Draymond Green. And then Tom Brady did kind of throw shots at basketball players. He was like, yeah, you know, we don't get that. You know, I don't know. It was just, he was throwing a couple of shots, I thought. But it's crazy to see Tom Brady sitting there, and he's probably on like the last leg of his, I don't know, maybe the next year or two. That's it. I bet you he's done. I know we've said it before, but I think this is actually it. I think he's got a year or two left.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't see him going too many more years. I really think at the very most 2 to 3 years in him. I think 3 years is pushing it. I'd be shocked if he plays another 3 seasons. Not to mention, the Bucks did draft a QB in this past draft. They drafted Kyle Trask, who is he had a stellar college career, and he has a lot of potential. He was a Florida Gators quarterback, and yeah, that's who the Bucks ended up drafting. They drafted like a hometown quarterback who's got a hell of an arm. So I think 2 years realistically, and then I think Kyle Trask is gonna take his role in Tampa. We'll see what happens, though. You never know with Tom Brady. The guy's like the fucking ageless wonder over here. Fucking goes and puts up his second best quarterback stats in his career last season, you know, in a 20-year fucking season over here, and wins a Super Bowl. So no, I really don't know.
No, it was funny, Donnie, like right in the... Oh, shit. I know, it's getting close. Football's getting close. he like even shouted out Guerrero. He was like, oh, my man, my boy Alex is right here in the back. He's like, that's who keeps me going. He's like, 5 years ago, man, he's like, I couldn't toss the ball without my elbow hurt. And he goes, I feel great. He goes, I don't feel one little pain in my body right now, which was crazy to hear somebody at that age saying. Like, I thought he'd be like, I feel like a lot of pain, but this motherfucker, Alex Guerrero, the guru that got fired, rehired, back around again.
Yeah. Well, know what it is. It's like Brady isn't like a lot of these other players. Like, he like eats, sleeps, and breathes football 24/7. The guy takes like, he's in better shape right now than he was when he got fucking drafted into the NFL. You know what I mean? The guy, like, the way he takes care of himself, his diet regimen, his workout regimen. The guy literally eats fucking avocado ice cream. You know what I mean? They asked him, like, in an interview if he, like, eats nachos. He's like, well, I eat chips with guacamole sometimes. You know, that's, like, the extent. That's, like, Tom Brady partying right there. Some fucking guac and chips. You know? You know, he's not one of those guys that's going out getting drunk and, you know, doing anything that would harm his body. You know, he's literally trying to stay in and stay at the highest level possible for as long as possible.
Yeah, he.
So that's one thing, you know what I mean? There's no questioning his work ethic. It's ridiculous.
He was talking on the shop about getting cocked after the Super Bowl. He's like, there was a lot of tequilas had. He's like, and then I just thought it was a fucking smart idea to throw the trophy from one place to the next. He goes, it literally cut open. I forget who he threw it to, but it like cut open the dude's hand because the trophy was so sharp. He goes, everybody on my boat. He goes, even my
I think it was Gronk.
Yeah, he goes, even my 12-year-old daughter, I think it was 12-year-old daughter, he's like, she looked at it, she was like, Daddy, no, don't throw the trophy. He goes, and me being just drunk, he's like, I don't drink that much or whatever. He's like, I was like, yeah, man, throwing the trophy.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's weird.
It really is awesome.
He looked like $1 million, that guy, dude. Tell you what, he looks great.
No, he does.
He does. He really does.
It's fucking crazy. You know, he looks better now than he did when he fucking first entered the NFL.
Oh, what a tall drink of water.
Crazy. it's funny. But there's a lot of interesting shit happening in the NFL right now.
Yeah, Hard Knocks is going to be the Dallas Cowboys this miniseries before the beginning of the season. Dude, I know I've said it before. I've said it again. But I am like feeling good about the Cowboys this year, dude. I really am. We're going to be in the mix.
Well, with your division, you guys, you know, obviously have a very strong chance at winning that division. That's, you know, look at the fact that the Washington football team won that division last year and they had a losing record, you know, says it all. So I think you guys, if Prescott stays healthy, you guys will come out and win between 8 and 10 games and win the division and be in the postseason next year. I really do think you guys are the favorites, and you should win that division. You got a fucking phenomenal offense, and I think the defense is going to be a little bit better than it was last year.
Yeah, man, I'm just super excited for it. We've gotten like a lot of defensive part, drafted some really good people. I'm feeling good about it. Dak's like, he said it's going to be something special. I'm putting all my chips in Dak's basket right now. Kind of have to.
Yeah, man. In fucking New England right now, there's some heavy QB controversy heating up. It looks like there's some competition going on between Cam Newton and Mac Jones. People are saying Mac Jones looks ridiculous. He's throwing beautiful footballs. He's very comfortable and relaxed in there. He looks great so far. I would be shocked if Cam Newton plays the whole year this up-and-coming season. There's people that even think that Cam Newton might not even start off the year because Mac Jones looks so good already. But who knows, you know? And then you got players like N'Keal Harry just requested a trade. He wants to get out of New England. And they're saying he'll probably end up in Philly. So we'll see what happens. I think, you know, if Cam Newton starts for the Patriots this year, I don't think, depending on how long, if he plays the first half of the season, I don't think New England's going to go to the playoffs this year.
Who do the Patriots play on the first week?
That's a valid question. I know they play the Buccaneers, I think, on week 4.
Yeah, no, the Cowboys Bucks are the first game of the season.
Oh, no,
I don't
shit.
Even have, like, I don't even have the NFL app on my phone right now. That's how, like, early it is. But
oh, man. But it's going to be an interesting season. You actually had Julio Jones is with the Titans now. I don't know if you heard, Jesse. You know, you guys ended up with the best fucking pass catcher in the draft, and I think you guys will be all right. Julio was getting up there anyway. He's still extremely productive and a hell of a player. I think the Titans is a good fit for him. is they got Derrick Henry, they got AJ Brown. You know, I think it'll work out over there for them. No, I don't know. I'm just really looking forward to this fucking season, regardless of what happens with New England. Even if they fucking suck, I'm looking forward to
it. I mean, there's
the
some big shakeups, too. Like, where did Matt Stafford end up?
Matthew Stafford ended up with the Rams.
That's crazy. There was another one. Who's the Colts quarterback now?
Oh, man. Why am I having... Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Wentz. Dude, there's like some exciting stuff going on, and it's... This is the last. Really is. This is the last month without football.
Yeah, yeah. You got some teams that were hurting and needed QBs that ended up acquiring some QBs in the draft. Like you got the Bears; they ended up drafting Justin Fields, which they got him for a steal in the draft. Where they got him, Justin Fields is a phenomenal prospect. You got the Jaguars. Did you see that? Everybody's losing their minds. Tim Tebow signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. As a tight end.
Yeah, I was reading. Crazy. I don't know if he's going to end up making the final team.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, his presence in a locker room, it's not just, you know, what he does on the field. You know what I mean? It's just who he is as a man and who he is as a leader. So I'm curious to see what happens with that. I would really like to, you know what I mean, for him to make the team. And even if he doesn't, you know, get a ton of playing time, I just think it's pretty cool, you know, considering he's been out of the NFL for quite a while now.
Yeah, man. There's New England plays Miami the first game of the season.
Yep, and New England's probably going to take that L. If Cam Newton's starting, they're going to take that L. Miami's a pretty good fucking team. They got really good towards the end of the year last year. They really picked up some steam. So, yeah, I don't see New England winning that game with Cam Newton as a starter. It's a divisional game, so they're normally competitive. But I think Miami has only gotten better. And Flores is doing a phenomenal job as the head coach of that team. And, Miami's made some good moves. So we'll see what happens. It's a tough division, man. Buffalo's the real deal. So nobody's fucking, no matter, even if they stop Mac Jones from the beginning, yeah, they're not fucking going to beat Buffalo for number one in that division. New England would at least have a chance at the wild card. But, you know, Buffalo's got that division on lock for at least this year and possibly next year.
Never know. Look at these Red Sox. These Red Sox are sleepers. The Patriots could be sleepers. You never know. They could be hot.
Yeah, no, you never know. They did, acquire quite a few good solid players, and I think they did pretty well in the draft. So, yeah, they could be sleepers. But honestly, man, you know, Buffalo's just that good, and they have only gotten better. Josh Allen he's one of those guys that he's going to, in my opinion, he's a future Hall of Famer. As long as he stays playing the way he has been playing and avoids any major injuries, that guy's going to accomplish amazing things. And I think he'll be the guy that leads Buffalo to getting their first Super Bowl ring.
Well, I hope that's true just for Buffalo fans' sake, because those fucking guys are going to lose it.
They've had more heartache than any other fucking football team in the history.
Jim Kelly,
poor
bastard.
Yeah, four straight Super Bowls, four straight L's. Imagine, fucking poor guy. He was such a good fucking quarterback, too.
Great quarterback. Well, I'm looking forward to the football season. It's coming up on us quick. I'm getting excited for it.
Absolutely. Me too.
The preview for the new Sopranos movie, or the prequel to the Sopranos, The Many Saints
of
Newark. Looks
pretty fucking awesome.
Directed by David Chase, the same gentleman who did the TV show, who, I mean, I think is in my top five shows of all time. Obviously, because of James Gandolfini.
Definitely.
But, I mean, this could be a second coming in his son. I'm excited to see it. I like how they have a guy I've never really seen playing Dickie Moltisanti, which is cool.
I've never watched The Sopranos, so this is all you.
I just let out like a massive yawn in the middle. I was trying not to yawn into the fucking mic. Fucking exhausted. But no, honestly, man, I think it looks fucking dope. I can't wait to, you know, actually be able to sit down and watch it. I think it's going to be a huge hit. The Sopranos was a massive hit. It's definitely one of the greatest TV shows ever made. It's in my top three, you know, no question about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I seen on like TMZ or something like that, they had seen James Gandolfini's son walking down the road, and I didn't even know it was a huge trailer for this movie that blew up on the internet. So they're definitely going to have no problem selling seats to this. I just hope it lives up to the original
style.
You know what I mean? Not saying it's ever going to be what the show is going to be, but it could be great. Could be a great story within 2 hours. It's hard to touch where everybody's going to want it to touch, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, I honestly think it could exceed expectations. It's crazy looking at his son, man. It looks just like him. You know what I mean? A younger version.
Yeah, I like in the preview, they show him like on the ground, like listening to music, almost like dazed and confused with his headphones on. And like you knew throughout like the original Soprano show, like Tony's always been a fan of like rock and roll music from like the '60s and stuff. Like he always talks about it. So it was, that was cool to see. And it was cool to see him, like they talk about him going to school and he was smart. And he was smart. I know how fucking horrible. Everybody would cringe if I just said that down here. He's smart. But I'm really looking forward to this movie. It's been in the works. It's been in the talks forever. Maybe it will revive something. Maybe they could do a prequel show. Who knows? But I really like where this is going. I like the feeling of it. I like the whole vibe. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Hell yeah.
Jesse, Fear Street, Part 1 on Netflix.
I liked it.
Did you like it? You watched it?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, dude. It was fucking... I thought... It wasn't, like, as good as everybody thought it was to be. I think the next one's gonna be fire.
I think it's gonna be about the same. I feel like it's, like, a... It's, like, a modern twist on, like, an old-school slasher movie is how I, like, the vibe I got from it.
Yeah, it is. So, this was... These were books. Fear Street's, like, novels, like...
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, R.L. Stine.
No, sir.
Yeah, dude. So
I'm going back. I got to reread them.
Yeah, R.L. Stine had Goosebumps, but then he had like the ones for like teenagers and shit. It was called Fear Street.
Really? I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
so this first movie dropped this month. Next month, they're doing Fear Street 1978 comes out next month. And then
in September,
there's like 53 or 54 or something like that.
Yeah, it's like 16 something or 17 something.
I thought it was cool.
I think that's going to be like where it starts.
I thought it was cool. I thought there's shit happened at the end that was like unpredictable that I didn't see coming, which is when I thought it was done, it kept on chugging. Dude.
And not even that, like who they killed at the end. I was like I literally was like, holy shit. I was not expecting. I'm not going to say who it was.
Yeah, and then like the little love story within it, like that had you. Like, you're like, okay, this kid's a fucking little fucking smooth motherfucker. And then
the nerdy kid?
Yeah. No, the little brother.
Yeah, the nerdy one.
Yeah, the one that was on the internet.
Yeah, and with the vending machine, he had all the candy pop out of it.
That was a money move.
Yeah, I need to learn that trick.
That's a fat guy. Fat guy
move. Yeah. Did you catch the quick Unsolved Mysteries reference when they were running through the hospital? They were watching Unsolved Mysteries?
I might have missed it.
I laughed. I actually put it in my notes because it was so funny. Well, yeah, it's like it was like an intro was like, yeah, oh yeah, whatever, whoever's missing. Like, I was like, oh shit.
They had like Prodigy playing. They had like all good. What was the main song? The main song was really good. I forget what it was.
There was a lot of music, dude. There was a lot of 90s like alternative.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, man. I thought it was. And
the
like,
black lights.
And when the guy started running with the axe, like that guy was kind of a little scary. He was coming fast. He was coming in hot.
Yeah, I thought I liked the girl that was singing with the razor blade.
Oh, yeah, of course you liked her.
What was that supposed to mean? You didn't like her?
Yeah, I like her, but of course she went for the fucking the old slice of the old ACL over there.
Yeah, dude, that was a good movie. I liked it. You're right, it wasn't as good as like it was made out to be, but I actually really still enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was like, I know you don't like it, but I thought it was like on par with like Stranger Things. It was like cool. It was something I was excited to see. It was something I might watch it again. I'll probably watch that around like Halloween or something.
I'll watch it again. It did have the same type of vibe as that, definitely.
Well, even in the next movie, there's a couple people I think that are out from the Stranger Things show.
Mm. Yeah, I liked it. I'd give it a good solid 7.
Yeah, I'd give it I'd give it a CD, not a CDJ. Stupid. Yeah.
Did you see that? It was the 30th anniversary of the Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30th anniversary. Yeah, it was this week or last week. And I actually watched it. It's on Netflix right now. And I was like, I'll tell you, that movie really holds up. Even the special effects are still good.
My father
good.
Took me to see that when I was like 7 years old. I
haven't seen it in years.
I think he took you in. I think he took you
in. I mean,
I
went to go see
five.
That in the movie theater. I remember vividly. And that's like, I thought when I was a kid, I could
two.
Put
I
my hands out like flat and run like the T-1000 and make you run faster. But then,
I ran like the T-1000. When I was in school and it was like track and field week, you know, during gym class, that's how I was running. You best fucking believe it.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
It's not even that yet. You also have to get like the facial expression.
I like the guy, you know, I know it's so weird. You didn't even know like the guy that was like working in the mental institute. He was like licking her face.
Yeah, dude, I remember that. That was
then he gets
so
the,
weird.
He's like, oh, what did he say? Blackjack or whatever. The fucking bang. He gets like the liquid metal right to his eyepiece.
He goes, oh, I got a full house.
Yeah. Full house. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know
stupid.
What's crazy? I still remember to this day, watch like that's my first movie that I didn't know there was a prequel when I seen it. Even though it's called Terminator 2, I didn't know it. Like, when they showed the pictures of him in the first one, I didn't see the first one until, like, probably 10 years after I seen Terminator 2.
When I was young, I mean, it was just the Terminator to me, I feel like. I was so young. And then, yeah, I didn't see the... Yeah, you're right. I didn't see the first one until, like, years and years later.
Even though the second one... I could watch this first one. I feel like wasn't accepted to, like, watch as much as with your kid. They were, like, banging in the hotel. He's like, I got made palms. What does he say? What's the line he says when he throws it out the car, Jess, in the first one? What does he say with the gun? What does he say with the gun in the store? You know the line.
He goes, she says, she goes, are we going to be able to kill him? He goes, with these weapons? I don't know.
That one, what does he say in the store? What does the Terminator say in the store?
Well, he goes, something with the 40-watt range.
He goes, with the muzzle loader.
He goes, the pulse rifle with the 40-yard range, the 40-watt range. Yeah.
The plasma guns.
Yeah.
The best part in the second one is when they pull the chain and there's all the guns on the ground. Oh, dude, I always wish I could.
Yeah.
Every movie in the 90s, like the Ninja Turtles had the layer underground, Terminator with the guns. Like, everybody had, like, there was a guy in, like, a skateboard movie that had, like, a skating rink, like, underneath the ground. Like, everybody had, like, a little layer joint going on. I need, like,
I need an underground layer.
Yeah, so a lot of layers.
Yeah, so, like, a speakeasy in my house, like, a little joint, like, you knock on a door, you, like, push it back, there's, like, a little bar in there nobody knows about. I need a secret piece. Yeah. I'm a little kid, I need a four.
Hell yeah. I am in the same fucking boat, bro.
I need a piece like that.
Once I purchase my fucking forever home, I'm fucking building one in that bitch if it doesn't already have one.
Yeah, I need one.
It's happening.
Yeah, like Papa's in his room. You don't disturb him. Oh, Jesse, know what also is an anniversary of today? 25 years ago, Hulk Hogan on the Bash at the Beach turned heel and went with the NW and started the NW.
That was 25 years to the day?
25 years ago, yeah. Brother.
It was a sad day.
Yeah, dude. He turned into Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Holy shit. My favorite wrestler of all time, Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Yep, I'm a Hulk Hogan guy. Always have been. He's number one for me. I would say number two is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number three, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, and then there was one. Three. And it was Sting, and he didn't look too good. Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan is there. Hulk Hogan's here. Hulk Hogan is in the building. You're damn right he is. What are you talking about? Whose side is he on? What are you talking about? Yes, sir! Get in, Hogan! Go get him, baby! Come on and get some of this now. Who's bad now, boys? Hulk Hogan arrived. Hook. What is he doing?
The leg drop!
Is he the third man?
He's the third man!
What the hell is going on here?
Hulk Hogan has betrayed WCW. He is the third man. Look at this picture.
Oh my God.
Dude, watch Razor Ramon do the thing.
Are you kidding me? Probably the lowest shot ever given to professional wrestling. That man did right there, Hulk Hogan.
Let's get everybody out of the dressing room right now and kick his rear end.
Unbelievable, brother.
What have I been saying all these years? What have I been saying all these years?
He throws the ref.
Oh my God. A career of a lifetime. Right down the drain, kid. I hope you love it.
Can you
just sold your soul to the devil?
See those little Hulksters with the tears rolling down their face right now?
I'm
not going to even acknowledge that three count.
Now what happens to us? What happens now to WCW?
There was no three count.
Shit.
I never thought I would say that he's yellow, but he may be wearing red, but he's wearing red.
Watch, watch, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
What do we do now?
What a load. I'll tell you what.
Oh, Terry.
This is a unbelievable situation right here at Bash.
I wish I was watching that live. That must have been one of the best things ever to see live.
I think I might have been a Hulkamaniac throughout my childhood, you know, so.
I think even I might have been watching either that or one of those.
Did it matter, NWO or not?
I liked him when he was with NWO. I loved NWO. And then the Wolfpack.
Yep.
I was down for that life. I was into that life.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I definitely had the red NWO shirt. Mm-hmm. The Wolfpack.
I was never an NWO guy.
Oh, really? Man, I was still with WWF during that, though. I was always more WWF.
I actually probably never watched WCW ever, to be honest.
Really?
Not like till years later.
Shit. Oh, I used to flip back and forth.
Yeah, same here. I had to go where my favorite wrestling went, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you were a little Hulkster.
I was a little Hulkamaniac. I needed to go where he went.
A little Donnie Hulkamaniac.
Yeah, you know, over there trying to rip my fucking wife beaters off and shit at fucking 10.
Yeah, you had the wrestle buddy. What was it? Yeah, like the little pillow guy.
Hulk Hogan pillow buddy. Yeah, I had so many different Hulk Hogan wrestlers. I had the rubber one from the 1980s.
The big one?
I had the little tiny plastic ones, yeah, from like the early 1990s. I had a massive fucking wrestler collection.
And you should see that Nick T's collection, dude. He got the little ring. He's got every wrestler you could ever think of, dude. I swear he still plays with them.
He probably does.
He definitely does.
It's probably what he's doing as we're speaking.
He's building a model or he's doing that. Or he's playing Grand Theft Auto. It's one of those.
Playing the guitar?
Yeah. That's what he always does. And he plays like one riff and you're like, oh, word.
And he's like, no, I fucked up.
I will say, though, one time, dude, we went to Guitar Center, and he plugged in over there, and I don't know, he was just in the zone, and the whole place was looking at him. I was like, oh, shit, okay, Nick T.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
He was like Wayne's World fucking Stratocaster.
Yeah, dude, he just started playing like fucking, like, I don't even remember what it was. It was like Ozzy or some shit, but it was hilarious.
Like, no Stairway to Heaven.
That's a Stairway to Hell.
Jesse, talking about the cooking shows, Top Chef new season might be canceled.
I've never watched Top Chef.
Really? Well, there was a first Mexican winner, went home and fucking like fired the girl he was banging and like lowered her hours at work. She sued him, so they might have to cancel the whole shit. He dedicated the whole season to like underappreciated like Mexican workers in the kitchen and shit, and then he went home and took hours away from the girl he was banging.
Oh my god.
Isn't really that out of character for somebody in a restaurant. I can totally see that.
Yeah, I don't see that being that's not really too crazy.
Dude, this last one's so sad. 24-year-old goalie. Did you see this the other day? Kid for the Blue Jackets died at his coach's house.
I don't think
so he was in the hot tub and fireworks struck him in the chest and he jumped out of the hot tub, slipped and fucking hit his head and died. 24 years old, he was the goalie for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
yo,
dude.
Really?
24 years old, dude. So sad. At the goalie coach's house. Like, people were just having a good time at 4th of July. Something went wrong. Yeah,
wow,
24 years old, dude.
Holy shit.
They did a moment of silence for him before the Stanley Cup game the other night. You know, you gotta cherish every day.
That's fucking terrible. Yeah, absolutely.
I also watched HBO Max movie that came out this week, No Sudden Moves, with Benicio del Toro, Don Cheadle, amongst like a million other people. It's a really cool movie set in the 50s. It's kind of like a little heist setup type of thing. Brendan Fraser, Jess. Brendan Fraser, chubby, playing like a mob guy.
He was in Doom Patrol. I mean, HBO almost liked the Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Doom Patrol was good. He was good in Doom Patrol. I haven't finished it either.
I'll come back.
Did you watch the Halloween Kills trailer?
Yes,
dude,
I did. I can't wait.
One. Yeah,
that looks really good.
I guess like he's not Michael Myers. He's like a straight. He's the being, dude. He's fucking. You can't kill him.
He's the boogeyman.
Can't kill him.
No, there's no.
I feel like he's
big gonna
kill Jamie Lee Curtis in this one. And then the third one, that would be perfect to bring it into the third one. What would they do after that? Then the daughter's going to take over. You know what I mean? But Halloween Kills.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I was going to add.
But the last one, dude, was brutal. There was some fucking crazy shit in that. When he like smashed the dude's head and then just like dropped the teeth over the top of the bathroom stall.
Dude, he snapped the little kid's neck. That was the first kill. He killed like a 6-year-old kid.
They're not holding any punches.
Fucking crazy.
And how about the baby scene?
No, he didn't. Yeah, but then we had those
with the knife. Then he looked at him and I was like, ah!
Yeah, that was sucked though. The first, when we, I forgot me and you went to go see it, we had those fucking two kids behind us that were busting
balls.
They
were actually kind of funny though.
No, they were kind of funny. But at the point, I was like, dude, I'm trying to watch the movie.
They get a little overzealous with their jokes.
Yeah, they were too stoned and went too far. The Suicide Squad trailer?
Didn't watch that.
Looks good. James Gunn, is making it, the guy who made Guardians of the Galaxy. It's kind of a continuation, kind of a reboot of the one that came out a couple years ago. But it looks really good, man. There's a fucking crazy amount of people in it. Good director. Funny trailer. What's-Her-Face is back.
I hope it's better than the other
ones. What's-Her-Face is back playing Harley Quinn again. It looks good, man. I'm excited to see it, actually. It looks really good.
I'm sure it's rated R. I'll eventually watch it.
Rated R. We'll go see it.
Yeah, we'll go together.
Together over Skype. I mean, we can get into some music. I'm down to get into some music. The DJ K Slay, Rolling 100 Deep. Dude,
listened
did you
to
watch
some
any
of
that?
I didn't get through the whole thing. I've been like slowly listening to it.
It's just, I wish they switched. Yeah, that's what I literally was just going to say. I wish they switched up the beat. But there were some really good people on it. But then they started just bringing out some fucking weird ass old school guys with like that used to. Then now they're like either old or they look like crackheads. They got like one tooth in their fucking head, and they made up like a little verse and threw it on there.
Yeah, I don't know what was.
But there was some like good ones, like AZ was on there, fucking Black Thought, Onyx. There was a bunch of people.
Yeah, there definitely were some good ones.
There's just some really good music coming out right now. I can't lie. Every week we've been playing good music. Where I feel like there was a period of time going on where there wasn't. Such good stuff coming out. The Tyler, the Creator album. Yeah. I know some people aren't a lot of fans of him, but I really enjoyed his album. It was really good. I know we played a song from it last week, but we can get into some other stuff. There was some other great music that came out the past few weeks, so let's get into
it. Let's get in one of your little Crime Apple. I don't even know how to say this. Ginkgo Biloba.
Name a pen that's more poignant, float like I'm hoisted. Wow. These other dudes lack poise, they just feed you poison. Wow. I stay focused like my cat staring at the koi fish. Wow. Been anointed, we made this for your enjoyment. Some of y'all hate it, but we got vagrants on deployment. So I keep rubbing it in, winning is like an ointment. No one's scared of them finger guns, y'all always pointing. Shit in the trunk, recoiling, could knock me from Chicago to Sheboygan. See him in a group, that's a circus. Catch him by himself, cat's nervous. Yeah, they moving dope in them $400 verses. But haven't even mastered customer service, it's pretty disconcerting. If I flip his curtains, I'd rather take a sip of bourbon. Introverted, feeling like a midget in a big Suburban. Y'all got bad hygiene, ain't no bitches ain't no flirting. Bitches I keep a bird boy. Chirping clean, I can piss detergent. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. Wow. If we're being honest, you know? See, like, it might sound like, it might move like,
it might,
but it don't give off the energy like it's that thing.
It sure doesn't,
you know what I mean?
Doesn't.
Real ones know the difference, though.
You don't fuck with crime?
Wow. From the outside looking in, shit ain't what it seems.
No, it isn't.
People I figured had it sewn, but splitting at the seams.
Wow.
That's when the pedestal become a latrine.
Okay.
It's hard to find out Superman was just Christopher Reeves.
Okay.
But that's just how it be. The secret safe with me kind of reminds me of seeing my mom putting gifts under the tree when I was pretending I was asleep. If nothing else, I've learned to appreciate the lesson that it teach.
Wow.
Plus, I got it for cheap. Nah, it really didn't cost much.
Nah, didn't cost
and when certain
much.
Songs come on, we just fast forward some.
Yeah,
there
that.
Was shit that I could bump back when I didn't know as much. But wow. I'ma play dumb. Yeah, homie, you owe me one.
Wow.
All I know is that my Pringles keep going up, leading to more people who want to come and sprinkle sodium.
It's all good.
Go ahead and front all you want, but you know we up.
You know we up.
Better go and get you some Ginkgo Biloba, bruh. You must have hit your fucking head or something. You alright, man?
Get myself, Papi. You got me.
You fucking good?
I don't
even be on that shit like that, bro.
Yeah, I put on his new
Crime
album, was just
nasty.
Listening to
I
it.
Like
know who came out with another album? I didn't pick a song from him this
Since
week.
I
don't know if you
him.
Did, but Evidence came out with a new album, too.
Yeah, you sent me something from him.
Oh, did I? Yeah,
well,
I did.
Well, let's do it right now. All that said, Evidence and Boldy.
When I'm feeling low, I don't show 'em. If I ain't seen them in 10, then I don't know 'em. This is my life, this is no poem. It's no discussion, I owe no one. Nothing bleeding over from when I was broken and wasn't fixed. But when I was paying engineers to overmix, just wanted to stay in the studio with older kids. Be a soldier, get a task, and then attack it. And then I start to pass it and serve the rappers in my bracket. I admit, I wasn't first in line. I took it slow, did my best through the worst of times. I don't waste words, so the verse will rhyme. Up myself and go to pray, that's why the church designed. Amen. Gangsters don't dance, all they do is this. Blueberry yum yum in Amsterdam like Ludacris. I'm the type to smoke, not the type to drink. Took the day to write. I use the night to think. Turn the system up, I'm all in the red. Maybe everything is all in my head.
I was behind on a whole nother type of town. Where we at? Let's get it. Vision impaired from the shit that I gritted in bed. Toting them infrared blicks with the kicks and the snares that I clinch for the stairs. I don't flinch or get scared. When it's a hit, I'm prepared. Catch a glimpse on the flicks. Head trigger on my strip, pull it like a string. Got all drugs in every colors for the hypes and fans. I dare nigga on my son to try to knight the king. I bet he wake up in the scope of a sniper's dream. I rolled a dope up by the beam, Mr. Sprite with Lynn. They had this thing, claim the kid for my ice to blend. Gun ho with them scony scams, we'll fry the sins. Not so quick to plot and plan, I'm the type of scam. For the love and the riches and the diamond rings. They all big eyes and little U's and ain't no iron 10. My Chinatown connect, he went up on the price of tea. His nose was something like a slate, I had to wipe it clean. What else? All of that shit. Let me hear it back, yeah.
I'm gonna have to listen to that whole album. I love Evidence.
Yeah, that was Boldy James on there too. I think he's like now he's in like Griselda.
Yeah, well, how could you tell? Was it the boop boop boop?
Yeah. But he's also like has whole albums produced by Alchemist, but he's really nice
too. It's called Step Brothers. It's the two of them. It's really good.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah. So this one, you'll like this song, Donnie. This has like a Swayze vibe. This is the Elevators, and it's featuring G Love and Brother Ali.
Okay. G Love? I love G Love.
DeLorean. DeLorean.
I love Brother feeling Ali. The beat.
I heard this, I literally was like, oh, Donnie's gonna love this shit.
Yeah, I remember Big Jackie Jones and her mother. She was always stoned, getting high with her brothers. They were always laughing, going crazy by the river. I wasn't allowed out to make it home to dinner. I remember Frankie White always fighting by the ocean. Always talking shit, always causing a commotion. Though he never won, he was always down. So I got to give it up, I wonder where he is now. I remember my first girl, her name was Sarah. She was into Prince, Michael Jackson, and the Weber. Her mom was real cool. She would let me stay over. Hope she's doing good now we're all getting older. And oh yeah, when I look back, we were so young and dumb in love. Oh yeah, with everything and everyone, never enough. Oh yeah, bring me back, I want that DeLorean. Oh yeah, ooh yeah. Yo, I remember Jenny Lee cruising in the Celica, and little eyes be like, G-Man, yo, I'm telling. You play the guitar and I play the sax, down on Head House Way and we can stack some cash. I remember Jake George Warner and Esther Garden, pass the rock, Big Al be like, white boys got. Remember Nicky J, Catman, and the D-Boys in Germantown, smoking cigarettes at Queen Lane, catch the R8 home. I remember the first tag I hit in the trolley, getting nervous, listening to Beastie Boys, License to Ill, we should've just chilled. Oh yeah, when I look back, we were so young and dumb in love. Oh yeah, with everything and everyone, never enough. Oh yeah, bring me back, I want that DeLorean. Oh yeah, ooh yeah. I'm so glad we didn't have smartphones when I was a kid, so I don't have to watch all of the dumb shit I did. I can edit all the memories that live in my mind and pretend it was a simpler time. Let it spin like the vinyl on the turntable it twirled. I could hear my favorite MC saving the world, watching Martin and Gina, Zach Screech and Lisa, Carlton, Khadija, Urkel and Moesha, and laugh at the cafeteria over pizza about whose breath stink and whose sneakers are cleaner. With these were the days that we discovered ourselves, wouldn't be living with anyone else. I know that's fair. Oh yeah, when I look back, we were so young and dumb in love. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's like a whole little mini album that they put out. I think you would like.
No, that was dope. That was really dope. I really thoroughly enjoyed that.
That was awesome. I did like that jam. I like G-Love.
I like G-Love Brother Ali. So, and so that got me going down the Brother Ali fucking.
And who was the other person? You know? The Elevators?
Yeah, I think that's who does the beat is the Elevators. Or maybe that's the guy who was singing. Because I'm not sure. Is G-Love a singer or a rapper? Was that the
G-Love? G-Love's like a singer.
Guy?
Yeah, but he kind of is like a, he's a white boy, yeah, like Jason Mraz.
He was either
type.
Singing or he was the dude that did the second verse. So, of course, that got me going into Brother Ali. So this will be the throwback. This is Self-Taught by Brother Ali. This came out in 04, and which is kind of mind to me, personally. I used to love this shit.
They always ask me, Ali, what you so angry for, man? Why you always so upset? I tell them shit. There's a thin line between anger and hunger, my man. And I ride a unicycle down the middle. You might catch me touching feet down on both sides. Ever since day number one, it's just me and where I'm coming from. Rites of passage and shadows on the sun. My people, I stand before you as a man with more true shit than he knows what to do with. I give it all to you long as you can promise me this. When it's time, you will ball up a fist like this. Me and Anthony, we fill all the gaps, standing proud of what we make regardless what happens. Fuck rapping, I sing off key. One thing you should never do is diss Ali. Cause motherfucker, there ain't nothing rougher than trying to climb from the rug you get swept under. I could run through every one of your blunders. Mistake number one is that your crew don't love ya. I take a bullet for the core of the sayers. When me and my dogs out touring the nation, I spit with an intensity you have to witness. Look close, my blood on the back of the tickets. It's that religious. It's what I teach my son, how to read the Quran and how a party is won. We like doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. When mine meets mine, we bend your girl's spine. Figure eight status, she got back for days. The same old magic will not crack the maze. A lot changed since we anteed up. Pot has been raised and I'm fucking with the hand I was dealt. Lived 25 years to experience what Lazarus felt. If you drop three crumbs, I'll eat one. Feed one to the family. Rest to get invested in my freedom. I battle through a partner's shit with a wrist full of broken toothpicks, trying to carve out a niche. You can either choose the heart or the fist, but you will connect with me if your path ever intersect with me. The fire in the eye could never be held back. It's the same pressure that made the Liberty Bell crack. It's the same pressure that made my brother Esau crack. In the name of the holy, rest in peace. My back is being watched by the only one on high. We stride in the party, hoods up, crossed eyes. Broke is what, but don't give a fuck, cause I feel like I could wear about a nuts. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Homeboy, understand, I ain't mad at you. This is very few things in life I know how to do, and this is one of them right here. And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands on our mouth. I stand for what I'm about. Unknown, but I'm still a soldier. Can't let them go home till I win them over. My youth was training, it's very clear. Every year, new city, new rules to play with. True shit. New kid in school, didn't rule nothing. To this day, I rap like I'm trying to prove something. Little bit aggressive when I spit a sentence. Till you get the message. You couldn't pay me to quit professing. Rock 61 sold out shows, came home and caught a bus to the 62nd. Shirt sweated, full of work ethic. Been in love with the shit since I first met it. Rhyme sayers is the first to come, last to leave. Ain't no tricks up our sleeve, this is what we believe. We like doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement.
Brother Ali.
I forgot how good he really was. Eastwell still is. He's nasty.
He's just like an off the beaten path kind of dude.
Yeah, very. Donnie, you know Kyle Salent, right? Is that how you say his last name?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Did you hear the song he put out the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to play it right now. I told him I'd play it on the pod.
Fucking awesome, man. So he's a great dude. He's talented.
Yeah. KY the Arsonist, Talk to Me is a song.
She got me feeling some type of yo. She got me feeling some type of way. Huh. I think I finally found my bread today. And you know I want to slide in it right away. Okay. Yo. She got me feeling some type of way. Huh. I think I finally found my bread today. And you know I wanna slide in the red away. Baby girl, I'm finna dive in that tidal wave. Think you already know where to go to meet me. I'm at the crib with a movie on the TV. You know what you do, you coming through to see me. Make it so good you never wanna leave me. Baby, take it easy, show me what I'm in for. Made me wanna turn your mama to an in-law. Give it to you so good you gotta get more. Damn, why you got me doing this for? Damn, I think we need to take the next step. I ain't frontin', baby girl, you the best yet. And I be all up in your ear like a headset. And this ain't a water bed, but the bed wet. It's that love talk. Hop up out the bed, hit the plug walk. You know I gotta get some bread, so I buzz off. Talk to me, girl, yeah. I love the way you talk to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me, girl, yeah. I love the way you talk to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me, girl, yeah. I love the way you talk that talk just like that. Girl, you been heavy on my mind. I'm just trying to live. I know you toxic, but still I slide up inside of your ribs. And you pop and you got it, girl. Who you trying to kid? You can hop in my car and we can hop off the grid. So if you talk to me, baby, tell me what this about. You ain't basic, I still be trying to figure you out. Cause your hands wave around when you run in your mouth. I give you round after round till you can't even count. I can see it in your eyes, you been feeding me these lies. And it's women like you that probably bring my demise. You can have it all or you can have it, no ties. I'ma give it how you want it, you just gotta decide, yeah. Killing time, always sipping red wine. Living life through these summer night vibes. It's the little things catch you by surprise. When the moonlight hits you sitting underneath the skies, I see you glowing, baby. I know you know it, baby. You hold a lot of shit inside that you ain't showing lately. I need your energy around me just to motivate me. I know the games that I've been playing got you going crazy. Maybe you just need space and maybe I do too. Cause all this shit feel like deja vu, yeah. I still play like I ain't got no clue. But I feel better though if you come through. Why don't you come through and talk to me, girl? Yeah, I love the way you talk to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me, girl. Yeah, I love the way you talk to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me, girl. Yeah, I love the way you talk to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me, girl. Yeah, I love the way you talk that talk just like that. You know it's all bets off when I see it. You know it's all bets off when I see it. You know it's all bets off when I see it, baby. You know it's all bets off when I see it. Yeah. You know it's all bets off when I see it. You know it's all bets off when I see it.
So yeah, everybody should just go give that a listen on Spotify. That's KY the Arsonist. Friend of the show.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, no, Kyle's a great dude, man. Me and Kyle go way back. He boxes too, right? He used to. That was actually one of my main sparring partners for years. We're talking me and him go back probably about like 12 years. We used to
I used to cut him when I first... I met him and you got at like the same time when I first started at Rapper Shop.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, me and him used to kick the shit out of each other in the gym. he's a great fucking dude though. Great father. Just great person in general. Talented fighter. He actually started off as a cage fighter. And he got in the gym to work on his stand-up game, work on his hands.
Oh, shit.
He's like a fucking phenomenal wrestler.
Really?
He was a great wrestler in high school.
I didn't even know that he did that.
Yeah. He actually was, you know, he honestly probably could have went extremely far in cage fighting if he stayed with it. He was a really good boxer, too. But his boxing skills really got up there. Just a very well-rounded fighter. And like I said, great person. And he's been doing music for God only knows how long.
Yeah, I've seen his videos many times. I've heard a few songs back in the day. I actually had one of his shirts, I think, still. I can't remember the name. About Face is the album. I still have the shirt.
Pretty fucking cool, man. I'm glad that he's still doing it.
Support local hip hop.
I think it's a dope track.
Yeah, same.
I thought that was good. Well, guys, thanks everybody for tuning in this week. Hopefully, we can get a new episode out to you sooner than later. We've been really having a great summer, enjoying ourselves, our family, and we enjoy putting these out too. But check us next time. I'm Chuck.
I'm done.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
And I'm Jesse.
Jesse.
This is Jim Jones. I don't even know who else is on this. Jim Jones, somebody else, and two other people. Judah and Dice. I don't know how to say his name. Hip hop. Bird gang. It's right. They're hip hop. My niggas be fresh racks. My shooters, they switch glocks. Don't get your shit back. Yeah, my lifestyle cold, but nigga, I been hot. They try and run away. I'm a state track, can't put my gun away. Niggas die, but don't die on the summer day. I'ma say anything that I wanna say. You get down for the slickest remark. Facts. Put the basketball down and start the pitch in the park. I don't use my hand, but the whip gon' park. Skirt. And who the fuck need lights? You see my wrist in the dark. See that, shit. Baby.
I've been about my coins like bidding dogs. I done made a couple points when I did indulge. Microwave the coke like we was warming dinner. Automatic start all dawn winter. Neck wet like that shit around, know it's up. My trunk sitting in the front just like Rosa Parks. Police stopped the ride and tore the Rosa Parks. I be drinking champagne like my throat is parched. I told Peso they can't fuck with me. If it's up, then it's up, then they stuck with me. I used to cut that coke like a buck 50. Hanging shotty out the whip like when they bust Ricky.
The hip, the hat, the hippie, the hip hop. My niggas be fish racks, my shooters they switch glocks. Don't get your shit back. Yeah, my leg style cold, but nigga, I been hot. They try and run away. I been stay strapped, can't put my gun away. Niggas die, but don't die on a summer day. I'ma say anything that I wanna say.
Now how could I not be the most solid here? When it's time to put in the pain, I volunteer. Look at my heart, you will find not a fear. Now look at my record, you find not one smear. Can I say you patched in, but not know me? There ain't no in between in these hot cold streets. I tell a hater real quick, suck cock, blow peace. You'll never catch me with my eyes closed sleep. And my advice is, watch your step, some of these potholes deep. Get out my throne, that is not your seat. I get the drop, don't weep. X-Raw, but I was not no thief. Took mines behind a pistol, yeah, Glock 4 feet. Y'all changed for me. I came up, they were digging graves for me. Judge tried to hang me, I'm heavy, that way to break a tree. I'ma take charge to trial before I take a plea. That's a bravery, then I'm doing my bitch shamelessly.
The hat, the hippie, the hippie, the hip hop. My niggas be fish racks, my shooters they switch glocks. Don't get your shit back. Yeah, my lifestyle cold, but nigga, I been hot. They try and run away. I'ma stay strapped, can't put my gun away. Niggas die, but don't die.